All right. Well, let's get started.
For the record, would you say and spell your name and give me your title?
Yes, Barry Lubbers, B-A-R-R-Y, L-U-B-B-E-R-S, and I'm the U.S. Sales Manager for Advanta.
Okay, and that's under the umbrella of Alta Seeds?
No, Alta Seeds is actually the brand that Advanta markets from. Advanta is a worldwide company that we have sorghum operations in Argentina as well as Australia. In fact, in Australia, we have about 80% of the business in sorghum, and in Argentina, about 40%.
Well, a lot of exciting things are happening in the sorghum world. Bring us up to speed.
Yeah, for us, it's both sides, whether it's forage sorghum or grain sorghum. On the forage sorghum side of business, we've got a few products that are very unique to us. The first one being brachytic dwarf forage sorghum. With that product, it is a little bit shorter statured hybrid. The inner nodes actually between the leaves are about an inch and a half long, whereas a normal standard forage sorghum would be about 6 inches. So we've got a little bit shorter statured plant. With that, then that plant actually tillers, very prolific tillering. So that's where we get our tonnage from. And we're matching up very favorably with corn for silage with this product. And then also we add the brown midrib 6 gene. So we're matching up very well with corn on quality. So we think that's a very good alternative for the growers that are looking for something that they can produce the quality and quantity of feed with a lot less inputs, and then especially in the last couple of years where we've had some drought issues across the United States, this is a great product because, as most people know, sorghum does very well in drought compared to other products, other crops.
Yes, sorghum has certainly been spotlighted given the weather conditions that we've had. On the grain sorghum side, you want to talk about that?
Absolutely. On the grain sorghum side, we have a full lineup of grain sorghums ranging from the very short season maturities that we can use either north or for double crop situations to the fuller season hybrids that we can use across the United States. With that, I do want to bring back up the information that we do have a very large sorghum program in Australia and a very large sorghum program in Argentina to complement the program that we have here in the States. So what we bring from those countries is really in Australia, we bring the drought tolerance that we find there. And from Argentina, then, we bring the disease and pest resistance that we see in Argentina. And then United States, really, we look at the high-yielding hybrids. So we're in a little bit of a unique position to be able to bring those things from different countries together and offer the United States sorghum grower some different opportunities and some different hybrids that they may not have had the opportunity to plant in the past.
Well, I understand from the national sorghum producers that we are going to be seeing more acres going to sorghum.
Absolutely. I think this is going to be a fun year for all of us. Things moving a little bit more to sorghum, and it is a crop that I think is long overdue. It's one that a lot of people can plant on different acres and have a really good yield and really good luck with.
And the research is working on more cold tolerant. Do you guys have anything in that pipeline?
Yeah, we've got several things we're working on in addition to cold tolerance. Cold tolerance is something that we're looking at. We do have some hybrids that we're getting closer to introducing with cold tolerance. We've just got a few more steps to get through, so it'd be another few years yet. But we really want to try and get that move from a 60-degree planting temperature to a 55 or a 50-degree, and we're getting closer. A couple other things, though, that's very exciting is herbicide tolerance. We are planning right now to introduce herbicide-tolerant grain sorghums in 2014 or 2015, depending on the regulatory process. So that's something that's getting a lot of interest from growers. They're used to that with their corn acres and soybean acres, and we've been being asked for that for many years on grain sorghum. So I think that's something also that will help us gain some of those acres back and become a more viable crop for a lot of growers.
How are you positioned in the marketplace?
In the marketplace, we have distributors across the United States for Alta Seeds. And I think we've got pretty much most of the sorghum acres covered fairly well.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think it's an exciting time for Alta Seeds and a very exciting time for the sorghum industry as a whole, and looking forward to the ride.
And to find out more, they can go to your website?
Absolutely. We've just revamped our website, and that's up and running under altaseeds.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.